Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh my goodness, listen to that beautiful music.
Oh, man,
that beautiful music. That does feel like a Friday. It's Friday summer. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the DMVR Ducks podcast. Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DMVR whenever you sign up. Guys, I'm telling you, the energy is here today. The energy is here in this room. Is it the group of people we have? Is it the trio? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I would love to give ourselves credit. I think it might be. New Michael Porter just dropped.
Whoa.
Man. Whoa. We've been waiting all summer.
Somebody's been waiting like longer than everyone else for this. This is all they've been waiting. This is like Christmas Eve.
Oh my God.
This is like Christmas Eve.
I didn't think a 5-second clip could provide so much entertainment.
I've been telling you guys for months, you just need to see him shoot one time.
Just once.
It's all
right.
Going to feel better.
I'm good for at least two more weeks. I wouldn't mind another video, but I'm good for at least 2 weeks. We're going to go through that. We're going to go a new Bones Highland drop today. Arguably a better video in a vacuum, but you know we've seen Bones more recently, so we're going to go over that. We're also going to have a really great guest on today, guys. Shea Kelly, who runs the Denver Pro-Am. You guys might have seen Monte Morris there. You might have seen Aaron Gordon play there. We're going to get the inside scoop. How did it all come together? What's she doing there? What player does she want to see in the Denver Pro-Am? What would be the white whale of players that she could get to go there? And that'll be a really great conversation. And then in segment three, we're going to snake draft Pro-Am players. Players that we think would excel in the Denver Pro-Am.
I'm going to be thinking about this the entire show. Like, while you guys are talking, I'm like, who can I
Dev's
put
not really
on
talking over these
Denver
notes.
Pro-Am?
He's on Basketball Reference. He's looking at stats.
Who can score?
But you guys see it. I got the squad here. I got Brendan Vogt.
How are we doing, gang? I feel great.
This looks like it feels good.
It feels really good.
That
man.
Is a nice
shirt.
Yeah, thank
you.
It is
and
nice.
I hit up, you know, the shopping in CHGO is good as well, you know?
Really?
It is pretty good.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Oh, that's
it. Shout out to my girlfriend, who's the only reason I don't wear sweatpants anymore.
Speaking of a man in sweatpants, Superstar Dev.
I had on basketball shorts, and then you guys said that there was two things that was going to happen. You said there was going to be someone from Park Hill on the show, and then you guys said that MPJ had a video. I said, I'm going to go. It doesn't matter what happens. I'm going right now. Stopped what I was doing. I am here.
In the studio here. It's going to be a banger. Guys, we have to get to our top story today. Really, our top story of the summer. New Michael Porter just dropped. Kale, play that beautiful footage.
Please.
I'm going to see it. Let's watch it in its entirety, guys. Let's hang tight and watch it here. All right. He goes up. Cash.
One more. Just run it through.
Yeah, just run it through a couple. Actually, you know what? Just let it just let it repeat here. Like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Dead serious. First of all, this came online last night. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I did.
I don't know who it was that tweeted it. All Japanese caption. Other than MPJ, the only part of the caption I recognize. Doesn't matter. It's hilarious to me. I don't even know where this video was that somebody grabbed it. Let me get it. T. Nagoya Faliv. That's who put this one out there. Japanese characters. Doesn't matter. This is where we get our first. You never know when you're going to see a first Porter. Dev, walk me through. You see the video across the timeline.
Well, first off, this is like classic MPJ. Like, he's in the trenches. He has on sweatpants, which, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's really what it's about. He doesn't have on, like, I mean, he doesn't have his shirt off or anything like that. So,
yeah.
Like, this is a run that he takes serious. But I think the biggest thing about it is it's open gym. It's not like he's just sitting there taking shots straight up. He's in an open gym setting.
Correct.
With guys that don't have rules or anything like that. They're going to try to play him tough. And he's actually playing. So, like, this is – you were excited. I have been getting more excited by the idea of MPJ played the entire day. There was no way that he played one game and stopped. Like, he's been running. That's what this means to me. This
yeah, we're,
the first time.
We're going to get to what does this mean because it means absolutely nothing, but it's not going to stop us from making a full-ass list of what does this mean takes. But, Vogt, you see it come across the timeline. What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, you got to love that he's working on his shot selection.
I love that Vogt went negative right away.
No, it's awesome.
First of all, what are you talking about?
No, that's a good shot for
Michael Porter Jr. That's the Porter shot.
Strong agree. No, it's great to see him. I like Dev said, the pants that don't quite fit, the bleach blonde hair, the pickup game against $5 if anyone recognizes someone in that video.
Yeah, for sure.
So I love that. It's peak Porter. And have you guys also noticed that he's never in these, and it probably has a lot to do with his back, but he's never in these videos with like AG, Kevin Durant, like James Harden.
I mean, he's back home, I'm sure.
No, it's just like Porter and his friends.
Although, actually, we know where this is. Is this like Mullen High School? Is this like, I can't tell either. I mean, blue and yellow. Yeah, so Mullen, I just think Mullen.
Just
but maybe it's in Missouri.
The shot. I haven't actually seen like, what's actually I mean, like, going on or anything.
Doesn't even come near the rim.
Yeah, but what, are we going to the what this means part?
No, not quite yet. I just kind of want to vibe for another second here. It stands out to me like, yeah, of course, it's just one. There's two things that I love here. But, Kale, go to my tweet and just pull up my retweeting of it because that way you can just play in the background while everybody is. Throw that volume down. Number one, nothing but net. I just want to point it out.
Yep.
I think Porter has the highest swish to field goal attempt ratio. He makes a lot of shots, but they are almost always nothing but net. If you look at the shot difficulty, pretty tough. Little sidestep three from NBA three range. With
quick scope.
Again, so for a hand in the face, not really, but still like whatever. Nothing but net, man. He's not even square. Number two, this is an elite run back. Look at this. You know that. You know who's first team all run back? Michael Malone. Do you guys remember the one video of him hitting a three and doing the little scoot slide like... Just like the cockiest little like, yeah, I just drained a bucket. This is an elite. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, this is how you get yourself going. Like, especially in an open gym setting, this guy thinks he can defend it. First off, nobody can defend it, especially not a normal defender. Yeah. So he, like, tries to, like, defend him, like, the right way. He steps back. He runs out of bounds, way out of bounds, to, really like, fun. Just showcase, like, hey, that was me. Like, no one can stop that. So, like, yeah, MPJ is back.
Have you guys listened to it? Have you listened to the audio?
I mean, I have. I don't notice anything.
Someone yells quickscope as he's shooting, and I just hope it's him. I really hope it's him.
Quickscope?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Help me out here.
So it says quickscope gang.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's just it's like without really aiming it, you just pull up the scope and you shoot.
Yeah. And so in video game references, that is like...
Video game reference. I knew. I was like, man, what is this here? Is this a hip-hop
video game reference?
It's
the best thing that you can do.
Quickscope.
Like, you pull it up.
Yeah.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
I wish I was better at quickscope. It's embarrassing, actually. Really. If you get quickscope, it's embarrassing. For someone to scream it out, it's like worse than saying baby food. Because, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
For it. Like, he just...
You know what, though? This is... I like quickscope gig. It's rare. I'm being serious. It's rare for a player to come up with a thing that's actually accurately represents them. This is the Michael Porter. If you... Like, sometimes we fail to articulate why is he so good because he makes so many of his shots. Like, almost half of them, and they're all hard. But you're right. Part of this is he gets into that shooting motion so quick. It's like, I wouldn't really open... Elevate, and by the time he's at the top of his peak, you're kind of like, oh yeah, he's set, he's balanced.
The shot against LAC, and someone posted on Twitter today, he actually passes out of it, but he almost 360 quickscopes Kawhi, like in a very consequential part of the series. He passes out of
the most consequential part. I forget, I forgot about that shot. That's big, we should talk about that shot a little bit more.
So funny.
Quickscope gang, I'm with it. I'm calling him, he's quickscope gang from now on, he's part of it. All right, now for the important part, guys. We're in the desert of summer. This was a little rain shower that just poured down upon us. What does it mean? Guys, let's start mild, okay? Takes we might actually kind of feel like it means something. This little 4-second clip. And let's just keep ratcheting it up until we don't have to fully believe this at all. Let's start easy here. What does this mean, Dev?
This means that MPJ is back.
That's for already...
The worst choice of words, too.
He is back.
Did you not hear the directions I was giving?
No. That's me starting out regular. I understood those completely. I understood the assignment.
Back. He's back. Wow, okay.
Like, he's back in the gym. He's back to getting himself right and just, you know, pretty much into it. Like, I'm excited that he's in an open gym setting where he feels comfortable enough to just play. And also, when you're in open gym, like, the odds of you getting hurt is way higher than anywhere else because, like, they're not taught to, control themselves. They're trying to play all out. They're trying to win every single game. So if they foul you, they foul you. There's no consequence at all. So for him to go into an open gym setting, like, he's back to running, and that makes me happy.
Yeah. All right, he's back. Beat that.
Yeah, I can't beat that. So as far as we can tell, he didn't post this, right?
I have no idea where this video comes from. I have no idea. I'm not on all the platforms, you know, like I'm not on Snapchat.
So far, the word is Porter's working. He's just working in silence.
Oh, man. Is he like lasagna?
Yeah, that's right, Adam. They move in silence. Real like G's lasagna. Always do that. That's right.
Real G's, always do that. Like that one, Adam.
Yeah, that's it. So has Porter been playing? Is this a sign of maturity? Is Porter doing his work in silence? I like it because we know.
I'm not sure this is work. I'm going to be honest with you real quick. For an NBA player, I'm not sure. Like,
it's not. He's not playing. He's playing against his friends.
But here's one thing. Like here's what it means is we've had all of the wonders in the world. The spectrum on Michael Porter, he is, as Eric pointed out, Schrodinger's Porter.
That's right.
Shorter Schrodinger's MPJ. In that we have no idea. Is he injured and can't walk? Is he fully back and he's doing 360 windmill dunks? I don't know. Here he is playing 5-on-5. Looks happy. Looks like. Don't know anything beyond that, but at least we know he has the ability to play at a very low level of basketball.
That's right.
Granted, but he still has that ability. So it's fun. Like, we don't know anything. We can start there. All right. What else does it mean, Dev?
To up it up a level, MPJ hasn't missed this whole summer. He hasn't missed, man. Like, the one shot that we've seen, splash. He has not missed. He's all the way back.
What do you think Porter shoots in a pickup game like this with this caliber talent?
All jokes aside, I'll say about 85%. You can't defend him. It's a regular shot. He's just sitting there shooting.
These dudes aren't even jumping out at him that much because they're like, what am I going to? He's 6'11". I'm not going
to
block.
And it's also a jumper. It's not like guys are trying to like only stop him. Like right. You still have to play. Yeah, and then it's like a guy on an island who has the – they've been like pegged. Like, hey, you go over there and guard him. You're the taller guy. Like if we're all playing pickup right now, you're going to have to guard MPJ because you're the tallest of all of us. Do you have a chance against them?
Have you ever seen MPJ play pickup?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd he do?
He did not miss.
He's the best pickup player I've ever seen in my life.
He truly did not miss. It was the wildest thing. And on top of that, not only was it shocking to him, everyone else around him was shocked at how good he was in this open gym. Like
good runs, mediocre runs, bad runs. What are we talking about?
The best of the best. It was NBA players only in this run. No joke. It was like everyone was shocked. I don't think they had seen him in an open gym setting. Like if you look at this video right now, there's no other NBA guys around. So like they don't see him like that. And then in practice, you probably do, you know, only so much. So I felt like this was like the first time they seen MPJ in an open gym setting. He did not miss. He did not lose. Everyone trash talked for him. He has his two guys that, you know, that he works out with. His trainers are there. And they're the ones that's like just trash talking, but they're like so serious about every shot that he takes. I think that he might be one of the best open gym players of all time.
I saw him play 3-on-3 against the Nuggets his first season, that redshirt season in Utah, and he did not miss a shot, literally.
Yeah. Well, there you go, man.
Oh, one last thing. On this day of open gym, he shot by himself. He went like 90 of 100 first before he played. It was the wildest.
Just warming up. Just 90 of 100.
That was a warm-up. 90 of 100.
Kale, pull it up again because I want you to go frame by frame here. I have another thing of what does this mean.
Quick scoop.
You're going to pause this right as he jumps to the top of his or you can just slide it to right when he's at the top of his jump because here's another thing. Again, this is like the Zapruder film. Like I went through this line by line. Look at this elevation on the screen over here, fellas. Look at this elevation. The thing about Michael Porter is he jumps like 40 inches in the air for his jumper, like just naturally. And you want to know, one thing you can look at is he getting elevation? Dude hopped. The dude got up on his jumper. I'm with Dev. I'm not declaring him fully back, but I'm looking at this and I go, you know what? I'm encouraged. I'm fed. This. I don't think it means anything. It's summer. Guys, we have nothing to talk about. We're going to break this down like this. But it is fun to be like, hell yeah, we finally got an image of him. I do love our friend of the show, first teamer, Flava Ava. She put out, it was actually Gordon Gross who said something like, the frost, it's not really summer or something that you get the frosted tips and MPJ and tiny shorts. And then his dad, Michael Porter Sr., like quote tweeted it. All-timer, man. That's hilarious. We have another video that was sent to us that arrived on our doorstep last night.
The shot.
Bones Highland in the corner, guys. Let's take a look and see how Bones is doing here. Oh, he's just shooting a corner three. All right, he hit one. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good shot. He's not going to hit two. Two for two. All right, he's on a little streak here. It is the corner. I guess three for three is not that crazy. All right, he hit a couple of them. Man, he's in a rhythm here. I noticed the shirt's off, as it always is with Bones. Looking good, showing off those shoulders muscles. All right, 7. Holy hell, that's impressive. That's impressive. You guys, have you seen this video? You guys watch this? It's a little bit long. All right. It's a little bit of a long video. Look at this dude. Unedited. One after the other. Bones Highland. 12. Oh, my God. NBA players, guys, spoiler alert, they hit a lot of shots in practice. But this is still an impressive
run. He's hitting the same spot every single time. It's the same exact shot every time.
I'm telling you, I had a buddy in college, 18. Melvin would stand in the corner. Melvin Sando, shouts to Melvin. One of my teammates, best shooter on the team. He would sit and do this, and he would hit that same spot so that ball would bounce back to him. He was so good, he would hit the same spot. What do we get? 24! Can we get 25? That would be impressive. Got to get back in the lab, Bones. Got to get back in the lab.
Someone quote tweeted this and said, pretty weak, it needs to be at least 50. And Bones responded, shake my head, I already got 54.
Yeah, I love it, man. No video. I love it, man. I love it. It is impressive. Kale, looks like she's calling in. I don't know if you see that. Nice. But yeah, honestly, that's another video. Like, again, Bones, he's more online. He's sharing this stuff. We appreciate it, Bones. Shouts to you for sharing those with us. But it's nice. We got a couple little mixtapes.
That was great. And then also on top of that, like, not only is Bones shirtless like J.R. Smith after a parade, his rebounder is shirtless.
I saw that. Yeah, I love that.
So, like, they're all in their element. No one wears clothes in Delaware.
Yeah. Shouts to Bones. Shouts to MPJ giving us a little content to get us through this offseason here. Why don't we hit our first break? On the other side, guys, we're going to have a very special guest today. Shea Kelly's going to join us. Runs the Denver Pro-Am. Very interesting person. We're going to get a lot of good conversation here on the other side.
Nuggets fans, your home for Denver sports coverage. That's us. As partnering with a leader in sports merchandise and collectibles, the DNVR team has teamed up with FOCO to secure your access to the best collectibles and gear around. Celebrate the Nuggets back-to-back MVP with this newly released Nikola Jokic MVP bobblehead, or find your fandom with FOCO's other officially licensed Nuggets gear. Check out their gear and merch for other Denver sports teams, including the new Rocky City Connect bobbleheads and more. Head on over to FOCO.com or click the link below in the YouTube description. For all non-presale items, use the promo code DNVR for 10%.
I think bobbleheads are the top like sports novelty item.
Debs bobblehead?
Man. Did you bring it in?
No.
You gotta bring it in.
I'm so excited for it. Like the man, it's so cut up. I need to do some push-ups for one. But also, like, now I just went and bought like a little piece so I could have it hung in my my place.
Yeah. It's a good one. I can't believe you didn't get one. Yeah, Eric has one too.
He actually said, no, I don't want one.
Why did you
He
not
was
want
there
one?
With us. He watched us go through the whole process.
That was a good one.
MMA fans, as fighters face off during UFC 277, you can take down your own big win with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. This Saturday, new customers can bet $5 on any fighter to win and get $100 in free bets, win or lose. And if you want even more sweet betting action, you can also double your winnings on a same-game parlay. Combine multiple bets like which fighter will win, how long the fight will last, and more. Just place your UFC 277 same-game parlay, and if it hits, it hits double. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. After all, it's your money. That's the idea. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet $5 on any UFC 277 fighter and get $100 in free bets no matter what. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
She's still on there, Kale?
Okay. She's like, wow, ad reads, I'm good.
She's out of here. We'll join in just a moment here. Dev, you can kind of start us off, though. Just letting me know about this Denver Pro-Am. Because you go. Do you go to watch these games? And are they open to just anyone?
Yeah, they are open to anyone. They have been, and it's kind of cool. Like, they've been bouncing around different gyms across the state, pretty much in Denver, where it's like a lot of D1 players, former D1 players. Matt Bolton has been in the league. She's had four.
Was he in the league? Oh, he was in the G League, I know.
Matt Bolden?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the G League.
He was at Gonzaga, but was he in the NBA?
Did he play the Summer League or something. Yeah, like I remember the Summer Bulls League. Or something like that.
I played against him a handful of times, man. He's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't guard him.
His team is, like, loaded, like, and it's just, like, a lot of, like, the former players coming in. There's some D2 guys.
Who's on his team? I want to know Matt Bolden's team. Do you know them all?
like Abramidis, I think his name is. He plays in Greece.
Okay.
He's had Abby Wayner's husband.
Oh, he's yeah. Played, yeah, Jimmy. He's good. I've played with him before.
Insane.
Yeah,
he's like, really, good. There's one guy that I just cannot defend.
Really?
He's insane.
Really? I wouldn't put him that level. He's a great player. All right, we got her back. Let her get settled there, it looks like.
Yeah, like that team is. There's a guy from Dayton that played at Dayton. He's pretty good. I think his name is Jimmy.
Yeah, oh, I know Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, he's his. But yeah, I've actually played with that squad before. And those guys
Taylor,
are good, man.
Taylor Lango, I want to say.
All shoot.
Brent.
They're like my height.
They shoot everything.
A little bit more in shape than me.
Yeah. So yeah, that team's pretty good. But like, yeah, there's like a lot of players. Like Dallas Walton played. And he's played, you know, for CU and also.
Go ahead and bring her on there, Caleb, if she's ready there. Oh, she joins the show there. Shay, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're very excited to talk to you about a bunch of different things, actually a lot on the docket, including obviously the Denver Pro-Am. But I have to start here. Dev tells me, when I'm getting the lowdown, we're starting to plan the show, and he says, hey, she's a hooper, man. Like, she's a stud, first and foremost. Kind of give me your background in hoops and where you're at with it.
Well, I'm coming up on my 8th year professional. This year coming up, I'm headed to Egypt in September.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I mean, I've been doing this since, like Dev said, since Skyland days. We were at Hiawatha Davis playing in the rec center. From high school, we won the ship. My senior year at Denver East High School, we won the championship the second time in DPS since Nikki Weddle.
Awesome.
And then from there, you know, I went to CU. I bounced around in college, went to 4 different schools, ended up graduating from ODU, then went to University of Minnesota from there. That's where I got drafted to the WNBA. Rookie season, got a championship with the Minnesota Lynx, and then I've been overseas ever since. So
I'm still growing,
30 years old, and I'm still at it. So
you got a lot more than that's nice. So it's funny, you, me, Dev, we all have a thing in common. We all grew up playing at Skyland / Hiawatha Davis. I used to play with John Bailey out there on the joint effort team, so he used to run a pro-am as well. So we have some commonalities there.
Absolutely. That's kind of the reason why I brought this back, was because of John Bailey and the pro-am that used to be at Skyland. That's the reason that I fell in love with basketball. Like, if you just came to those games, you kind of knew how that felt when we were in high school to watch those guys play. You had Chauncey come into play. Yep. Stick would be in there. So. Yep. It was just something that I felt that we've been missing.
That's awesome. So I'm 38, so I'm a little ahead of you, but it's possible if you were watching these games, you've seen me get dunked on before.
Maybe even likely.
You gonna drop some names?
I'd have to look them up. I remember. I actually there is one poster I have received that I could. I'd have to look it up who it was. He played for the Jazz. He was drafted by the Jazz. So how did you get going with the pro-am? When did you take over? And is this a separate thing for what it used to be? Kind of how did this start?
Honestly, I was in Italy this past year, and someone called my phone. It was just, I was talking to him. He was like, man, we really need something like this. And I was like, and he was like, why don't you do it? And I was just like, okay. So I literally just, while I was in Italy, like after practices and stuff, I obviously the time difference was a problem, but I just started making phone calls. Called up John Bailey, I called up Chauncey, I called up Rodney, and said, hey, would you guys support me if I bring this back? And they were all on board. So from there, my next step was obviously finding a gym. So I didn't want to get anything going until I had a gym to get us, you know, a place to play in. So that was my first step. So then when I locked in Northfield at the time, then I could start doing the work for it, you know, which was a lot more than I anticipated, but it's good. It's been great. It's been great.
What is the work? Kind of take us behind the scenes there, because I imagine it involves having a big network. You know, how do I get the top of the top people here? And I didn't realize this was really the first year then of this. So what was the work in trying to getting it to what it is right now?
So I just started making phone calls to guys that I knew would play.
Yeah.
I hit up, you know, all my old buddies. I would hit up Josh Perkins. I would hit up even my old East buddies, Donnell Wells and Thomas Broplay. And I'm like, hey, you guys, I'm bringing this back. Would you guys be interested in putting a team into it? So once I got about 5 solid teams that I knew they were interested in, then I opened up a registration. and just started kind of promoting that. I made an Instagram page, started putting out promo videos just to say, hey, I'm bringing this back. This is going to be a really dope league. And I instantly got a lot of hits. I ended up having 12 teams total, and I ended up cutting it down to 10 teams.
Nice.
So the process for that was just kind of getting it recognized, you know, getting it out there so that these guys understood kind of what my vision was. I don't think they really understood the magnitude of what I'm trying to do and what it was going to be until obviously we started playing.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, I want to hear what is the vision for it. I mean, I'm starting to see it all over the place, and obviously getting some of the names. We'll talk about some of the NBA players that have come through, but what is your ultimate vision for what this can become?
I just want this to be something long-lasting. That's not going to be done after 3-4 years. I want this to be every year in Denver, you can go to a pro-am game in the summer.
Yeah.
I want this thing to be to beyond our time, you know, that somebody else will take over when we're gone. I just think it's such a good thing for the community, for the city, for the hoopers that are either still playing professionally or just got out of college. It's just a huge showcase for Denver athletes. Eventually, I want to take it to where I'm providing different courses for these guys, like maybe financial help after you're done with school that these guys will have for free because they're in this league. I wanted to go kind of beyond basketball, and that's kind of my vision for it. I want us to be invited to the Drew League, the tournament they have out there in Vegas.
Love that.
Drew League brings in the top pro-am team.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think we're kind of slept on as a state when it comes to basketball as a whole. So I think this is really going to help showcase that and show that we do have some hoopers here.
That is the kind of stuff that grows basketball locally, having a tent pole thing where it's like, hey, the Denver Pro-Am, this is the people, you start getting more and more people, and it puts the whole city on a map, the high school hoops on a map, the AAU hoops on a map when you have that kind of thing. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you added a shot clock and things like that. Just tell us about what it looks like, how the competition has been, what makes the Pro-Am different than the other leagues that, you know, people can go to in Colorado.
I think just based off from the old Pro-Am and now, like, these guys are, I mean, you got these young guys, OBs in there going crazy. These guys are trying to catch bodies on, you know, every other play. The competition is at a high level. You got a lot of pro guys that are in it. You got a lot of ex-college guys. So the competition, I think, is at a high level for every single game that you see. The difference for me, the main difference that I think is obviously I'm kind of playing NBA rules. So
yeah.
Jump balls are actually jump balls. Eventually I want to end up having, it's the first year, so I kind of had to finagle the rules, but I want to have defensive 3 seconds. I want it to be that NBA
Love it.
Feel to where they're like, okay, this is a real, we're not playing high school rules, you know?
Right, right.
So I think that makes a difference for the guys too, the fact that they're like, okay, this is a serious game. We're not just out here playing a regular rec center game.
Yeah, who are some of the guys that have stood out as of late? And also, I understand that, or I know that you guys have the playoffs yesterday, as well as playoffs that are going for the next couple of days. Who are some names that have stood out as of late?
Well, I wish he was still here. He's actually not playing in the playoffs, but Demetrius Miller has been crazy all season. Every single game, 25-plus. Obviously, you got your NBA guys, but we'll talk about them later. They just come for, you know, a few games. But I'd have to say you got Thomas Broplay. He's coming in here. Dom Collier, of course. Eric Garcia with 5280. You got Drick on Colorado Legends. They've been going crazy. They're the only undefeated team. Obviously, we have Jimmer Fredette in the league.
Yeah.
So he's playing with 5280. He's been consistent. Obi, you got some young guys. You got Obi, who's on they just lost last night with Rise Up, but he's been great all season. So you got these guys, JD Page on HWC Jordan. So you got a lot of guys that a lot of people are familiar with. And I think that's important because some people aren't able to see these guys in person or this close. And the fact that you can just pull up to a game and watch them play, that can mean a lot for a lot of kids too.
It's open to the public then, I assume? Like, people can just buy a ticket, show up, and watch the games?
You can just walk right in, and you don't have to know anything. Just come in the building and come watch. And I think that's important to have.
Yeah. You never know who's going to show up. So who are some of the names that have shown up and come through? Some of the NBA guys? I mean, you mentioned Jimmer, but who else has come through this summer?
We've had Monte Morris. He's played, I believe, 3 or 4 times. And then we have
how'd he do? How'd Monte do?
He's got every time he's played, he's got player of the game. So, he's been doing pretty good.
All right.
And he's been helping Team Squizzy out, and they kind of had a rough record at the beginning. So he actually helped them get into the playoffs.
Mm. Wow.
So he's been coming and showing out. Then we had, of course, our surprise guest, which I didn't even know he was coming until last minute, Aaron Gordon.
Nice.
And he came in there and dropped 55 points in a double overtime loss.
Oh, no. So,
yeah, they ended up losing that game in double overtime to Fredette, Jimmer Fredette.
Oh, wow.
So that was actually a crazy game, and it was on, I believe it was on a Wednesday, so people really weren't. Fridays are usually my best days.
Yeah.
So people weren't really aware that he was coming, but it was really great. You know, he got to take pictures with some kids that were there. So it just shows, you know, that we got league guys coming to this league.
Right.
So, you know, these aren't scrubs that we're talking about here. We got some pretty good guys in this league.
Is 55 the most that's been dropped in a game this year, this summer?
That is the high. The next highest, I believe, was 52 or 53 from Tyree.
Wow.
He plays for Colorado Legends.
Tyree Randall.
And he's somebody
from
to watch.
Metro.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's from Metro.
All right. And who would you like to see? I mean, the plan is to grow this thing and then hopefully, you know, in short order. Honestly, I'm seeing it all over the timeline now, so I know it's starting to make that first year imprint and everything. Going forward, who are you hoping? Is there one person that you're like, I got to get them to stop by?
That's tough. LeBron, what's up? I mean, come on.
I don't know if he's flying through Denver regularly.
Yeah,
I don't know
if he's coming through Denver. Obviously, I want Chauncey to pull up. That would mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come to a couple games. It was actually the week that we canceled. So that didn't work out. But a guy that I would just love to see come through, pull up. I don't know. I love Nate Robinson to pull up. I know him a little bit. So
yeah.
I would love for him to slide through.
He's got ties here. Buckets. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas. I wish he could pull up. Ooh. I heard he was trying to come last night. It didn't work out, but that would be dope.
I'll bet he would drop 50 plus. Guys. Like, if I were betting, I would bet it.
I would bet it too. I'd say about 53.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love. What about Michael Porter, Jamal Murray? Get some of the Nuggets guys.
Oh, Jokic, come on.
Would he be good? Would Jokic be good in a pro-am?
Yeah, he probably, Jokic, he'd have a triple-double in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder how hard he would go in a pro-am.
I would love these Nuggets guys to come and be consistent. Like, hey, I want to come and play 2-3 games this summer or whatever, right. You know, just to get some run in. I know it's their off-season, but that they know that they have a place that they can play in the city, that's going to be good basketball in their offseason. I think that's important, too, to have even for the Nuggets.
What was the feedback like with Aaron Gordon showing up? What did he have to say, and kind of how did the crowd respond?
The crowd was going crazy because he was in there. He caught a couple of crazy dunks, a couple windmills. But afterwards, he was just like, yo, I appreciate you. I asked him if he's coming back. He was like, we'll see how it goes. But I think he walked in. He was supposed to originally be on Team Squizzy. And I was like, well, you guys don't play till next. He was like, nah, put me in now. So I had to throw him on a team. And he ended up playing with HWC, Handles with Care. But I think he immediately after was asking for all the footage. He's like, hey, I need that. I need the highlights. Did you get my windmill? So I was scrambling to get him all that stuff. But it was good. The crowd loved him. The people that were there, they were surprised, and then we promoted it. So we've been getting a lot more fans because of that. So these guys have definitely been helping us out.
This is awesome. How can people follow along? I'm sure people watching this are interested and would love to kind of see this level of competition.
So we're on Instagram and Twitter right now. I'm working on for next year getting a streaming going so people can watch the games live.
Oh, wow.
You're going to end up streaming the games. But we're on Instagram at 303 League. On Instagram and Twitter, and then on Facebook, again, Denver Pro-Am on Facebook. So pretty much if you have an Instagram, that's where our main of our content is at. The highlights, the schedule, everything, all the information is there.
So the schedule's out, people can just show up and check out the games.
People can just show up. It doesn't matter if you Billy off the street, come on in. We want you in there too, you know, so.
I love that. And I got it for you. I had to look it up while you were talking here. Kenyell Dickens. I don't know if you know that name. He's a little bit, like I said, I'm about 10 years ahead of you. He's the one, he got me. He got me in that one. He was drafted by the Jazz.
Okay. Well, shout out to him.
Shay, thank you so much for taking your time. This was great. I look forward to it. I'm going to make it out there for sure here very soon to check it out. I think it's cool what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate that. We're back at it tonight, 7 p.m. and tomorrow night, 7 p.m. So we're going to see what's up with the Final Four going into tomorrow.
Is tomorrow the championship?
Tomorrow's the Final Four.
So tomorrow's the Final Four. Championship
is the first week of August, best of three.
Oh, nice. I love that.
And best tonight it'll be at Denver East, right? And then also you have like a finals like game, like series pretty much for the championship, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So the finals will be the best of three. We'll play August 3rd will be the first game. August 5th, the second game. If it goes to three, then we'll play the next day on that Saturday morning.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. This was great. Hopefully I get to meet you here very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks. So take care. Man, that's awesome.
That was great.
I love it. Also, the thing I was wondering was, you know, just the vision. Like, what, you know, it's just like, let's get a gym together for some guys. I like this idea of building it, making it into an event, making it into a thing. And I could totally see, I mean, she's doing a great job with it. I could totally see a summer from now, it being a thing. Like, this year, what was it? Aaron Gordon, Monte Morris. Next year, I could see 5, 6, 7, 8 different Nuggets passing through, NBA players, Chauncey, you know, like. And that's what you want. You want it to start to be this thing where different people are passing through.
Yeah. First off, I think it's really like cool that you have guys that come in, you know, like not just like set every single week, but you just never know who's going to be competing this night. So like now, you know, the regular fan or just a person that wants to watch a lot of good high level basketball can go in and take a look at, you know, just good basketball. But also there might be somebody that comes in tonight that just wows you that you don't have the opportunity to play with. Shay's a person that's been, you know, in the gym probably more than anyone else. She does the two-a-days. She always had to prove herself being a girl in the gym that's playing with the guys. Because, you know, when the girls are playing, you're like, you know, we don't want to play with them. Shay's always played with the guys and things like that. So you just knew it was going to be something around basketball. And just to see it come, like, full circle and then also not be about her. She's not playing in the league. She's putting it together for everyone else to play. So I think it's really cool and unique that she's putting it together. But also, like, you know, John Bailey and those guys already set, you know, the foundation. And she's like, let's bring it back. Like, you're the one that can bring these guys around. So, yeah, I think that that's super cool.
Yeah. Reminds me a lot in many ways of what we're trying to do here. It's really, you have to have individuals who are fighting to maintain culture.
Right.
And people are going to continue to move it's to Colorado and continue to move to Denver. So what are the Denver things? And we don't mean tourist events to show to your friends, but when you live here, what does it mean to be from here, to move here and to make it your home? And so events like that are awesome.
I'm going to have to make it tomorrow night, man. Friday night.
We already got people in the chat saying they're going to check it out. Gene says he's going to go to East with his daughter tonight.
I think I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go check it out tonight.
All right, there you go. So you already got one celebrity there, Superstar Dev.
And how about the players, too? Really cool that they stopped by. Fans.
Honestly, AG gets some points here. He gets what does Alec Gwynn call it? Mr. Nugget Merits or something? Like, he gets a little missed, although Monte Morris did it, too.
And that week was surprise. Like, that was like a private like type of.
Yeah,
you know, it was like last second they moved to a new gym. So like he's in a small like middle school type gym.
Wow.
And he still shows up and he's like, I want to play right now. Yeah. Anybody else would have been like, no, I'm not playing here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like, no, I'm going to play. Not only did he play, he played extremely hard. Yeah. He lost in overtime to a Jimmer team. Jimmer had like 33 in the game.
Jimmer is also a sneaky elite pickup player. This is why summer league, the Nuggets brought him in to give some spacing and it was like, we can't have him on the team, he's too good. He's dominant. Didn't he drop 50 in summer league that year? I mean, come on,
insane. But yeah, like 55 points, play hard, give the fans what they want, then to take pictures. Like, now they have Aaron Gordon fans. Like,
yeah.
These kids are like, hey, I met that guy, took a picture with him, he came into my, you know, gym that I like live around the corner from, and now like that's how you stick. Like, that's how everyone wants to become fans. So I think it is really cool. And like how you bring it back to DMVR. Like, this is a Denver thing.
Right.
Let's see Bones Highland come through.
I was sitting here thinking, you know what? Next year, Bones going to make an appearance.
I think he'll be there.
He might not have known about it. You know, not have fully known and had time, but next year he'll be there. I love it. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to get into snake drafting players, NBA players that we think would be elite in the pro-am. Have to be current. Have to be current.
There are a lot of elite athletes out there. They play a lot of different sports. Some athletes even are so bold as to cross over and try other sports at the highest level. How about the American Raptors, a rugby club composed of crossover athletes playing over at Infinity Park, Rugby Town USA? If you don't know, you're sleeping on the fact that Colorado is a hotbed for for rugby culture. And the American Raptors do their thing at Infinity Park. You can check out those games for free. Head over to AmericanRaptors.com and grab your free ticket for the upcoming season. If you can't make the game, AmericanRaptors.com will be streaming all of them from their website. Don't forget about the DNVR Rugby Podcast hosted by the homie Colton Strickler. It's a weekly show that reaches out to the layman's and the lifelong rugby players. Check it out wherever you get your podcast, DNVR Rugby, hosted by Colton Strickler. And then I always forget to do this. I look up the first part of the read, you guys. And then I don't. Athletic Greens. I'm happy to talk about Athletic Greens, though, because I missed them while I was in Chicago. Didn't bring them with me, and I could not literally use them every day, and it stunk. I know the difference. I feel the difference, because when I am using just that one scoop from Athletic Greens that has just all the vitamins, the nutrients I need, it's really easy, it's really convenient, and it's the best way to start my day. 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. The best part is it tastes pretty good. That, to me, is what helps this stand out from similar products. Forget about the similar products. Just get your stuff from Athletic Greens. And how do you get it? You go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets. That's athleticgreens.com/nuggets to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
All right, good stuff. Back here, final segment here. I want to call an audible. We were talking about doing pro-am players, like players that we think we're building a pro-am team. What if we did this, Kale? Are you okay? Can you pull up the graphic? I want to see what it looks like here. Are we doing how many rounds? Is this five?
Five
rounds. What if we do first two rounds, current Nuggets? Then we'll go. Actually, let's do first round current Nugget, second round historical Nugget.
I love this.
Third round current NBA player, fourth round historical NBA player, and we need a fifth round
retired
here.
Retired NBA player.
Well, that's historical retired NBA player.
No, like just like not playing right now. For instance, Jamal Crawford.
Right.
Just wants to take Jamal.
But that's what I'm saying. That's fourth round.
So or we need a guy that should be in the league.
We need a fifth rounder. What would it be?
Not in the league that should be in the league.
Who would that be, though?
Jamal Crawford.
You're going to be the only guy that's going to know these people. What am I going to be like?
What's OJ Mayo up to?
Maybe we'll just do four rounds. All right, what's our order here? I got first pick, current Nugget.
Oh, that's crazy how that keeps happening.
I know. I love hey, Kale, you're the best. First pick, all pro-am team. Oh, man, I can't believe this. Current Nugget player. Yeah, fictional players. Current Nuggets. Man, this is actually kind of hard.
No, it isn't, actually, but.
So easy.
Yeah.
DeAndre
Jordan. I'm going Michael Porter. MPJ, I'm taking him. You could make a case. I think there's three players you could make a case for. I went with MPJ. He's putting up 50 for sure. He's shooting a lot, though. He's giving up a lot of points.
All right, this is going to feel blasphemous, but I think everybody knows what we're doing here, the context of what we're doing.
It's pro-am.
Jamal Murray.
Why is that blasphemous?
Because Jokic going third in
I wouldn't even take him third.
Any draft.
I wouldn't even take him. Jok doesn't care about. Are you kidding me? Jok would be so annoyed. He'd lead by halftime.
I agree. I'm just bracing our Serbian audience. I'm just bracing them.
Where are you going three here, Dev?
So first off, we just seen Aaron Gordon go for 55 in the pro-am. We just seen it.
It's a good point.
And that's exactly why.
We're both like, we're not taking it. We think it'd be Jaden Murray to put more than 55.
Exactly. So I'm going to go with Bones Highland. I'm going with Bones Highland, baby. And I would have took him probably second. Bones Highland.
I agree. Like Jamal Murray or Bones Highland in a pro-am? I don't know, man. It might be Bones. He's built for the pro-am.
There's no, first off, it's going to be guards. Yeah. Also, you try not to double team in pro-ams or like open gym settings. And then it's also frowned upon to put in zones and things like that. So now someone's just going to get cooked. Bones loves cooking. He's a chef. So like if you do things like that, now he's just going to blow by whoever the guard is. Like I feel bad for guards who have to defend him in pro-am. So that'd be my pick for sure.
All right. Historical Nuggets now. Historical Nuggets. Anybody that's played for the Nuggets in history now.
I'm going to go with
There's an obvious answer in my
J.R. Smith.
J.R.
Smith, baby.
That was not the answer, but all right.
Crazy.
Bodes and J.R. Smith on a team together. Nobody, you're right. They'll win some games by 70. Gosh, they'll lose a couple games by 50.
Nobody has to say anything about shot selection. So, oh, my God. J.R. Smith. And he's
they're going
dunk.
Skins, I take it.
He's going to go.
Bodes and J.R. Smith are going skins.
No shirts will be anywhere. There's no one wearing shirts.
You're literally not allowed to wear them.
Obviously. Oh, my God. This team is insane already. J.R. Smith in this, like, in a historical setting. Oh, man. He's my pick.
I love this. All right. Historical Nuggets.
I'm gonna take Carmelo Anthony.
You guys both got it wrong.
Is that okay?
It's okay if you take Mel. It's a good answer, but it is not the number one. Who's the all-time number one pro-am player in the history of the NBA? Who played two seasons for the Denver Nuggets? Allen Iverson. I'm taking AI. Ooh, I've got MPJ and AI.
You have the best pro-am team all
ISOs. Oh, all ISOs.
This would be crazy.
All right, so now I get to go. We're going current NBA players. Current NBA players. So they're in the NBA currently. Who am I going with? I got to go with Kevin Durant. I got KD. I got KD, MPJ, and AI. This is like four guys are not crossing half court. It's whoever gets the rebound, like ISO.
All right. At this point, I think I just got to try to build my team for entertainment value.
That's what a pro-am is.
Ja Morant.
That's good.
All right, Dad, you're up.
I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? He might actually be ahead of KD. Oh, I think he's ahead of KD for you, right?
Dude, absolutely.
Kyrie is made for the pro-am. Oh, my God.
This is ISOs everywhere.
Everywhere.
This is, I'm pretty sure this is how the Brooklyn Nets came to be. They were like, hey, what is the guys that we could put together in like a pro-am setting that can't no one stop or double team? And they was like Kevin Durant and Kyrie, and then everyone else just watches. That's what type of team that I have right now, for sure.
All right. Okay. Who are you going with now? God, historical Nugget. Not a retired NBA player. Sorry.
Retired NBA player?
Yeah. But can't be somebody already on the board. Can't
Michael Beasley. Whoa, Michael Beasley.
Number one.
What?
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant.
You're just saying Michael Jordan.
Michael Beasley,
Beasley.
Like, really, when you ask guys who's the best open gym player, like, of all time, they always go Jamal Crawford and Michael Beasley. They go to every single run. They're the top guy at it. They dunk. They shoot the three ball. My team is, like, undefeated. They might ever lose. They should actually do this on the road. Drew League, it's nothing. The Dev League is crazy.
The Dev League? The Dev League. Bones, J.R. Smith, Kyrie. Michael Beasley, that team is averaging 1.5 assists as a team.
What?
As a team.
But how many points?
Yeah, 160.
Okay, I'll take Michael Jordan.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I didn't think about that.
Michael Jordan really...
I had the wrong Michael.
I love these other guys that are on the roster. Like John Morant, good player. Get the ball to Michael, man.
What are we doing? See, you don't have you have too much of an alpha. So, like,
that's true.
You know, the other guys are like, well, what are you we doing? You know what?
I'm going with Kobe. I'm taking Kobe.
Well, if that's the problem for my team, what is it?
My team's not passing either. Are you kidding me? Let's round out our roster. Just dealer's choice. Whatever you want to fill out. But now you got to make a coherent roster. We all need centers. Not a single one of us.
We should all
centers.
Go center.
Yeah, we're all just centers. Center. Just top centers. Center. Man, I'm taking DeMarcus Cousins. We're talking pro-am. I'm taking Boogie. I'm just taking Boogie. It's pro-am. Skill. We're not running offense.
Shaquille O'Neal.
God damn it.
I got MJ and Shaq. Picking
you
second.
Got MJ and Shaq. MJ, Shaq, and three dudes that are just standing around watching. This is the toughest draft.
I really don't even know who I could go here.
Who are you going to go? Karl-Anthony Towns would be interesting. Nope. David Robinson. Tim Duncan, maybe.
Nope. Victor W.
I want... Give me Dwight Howard.
Go! Give me gross Dwight Howard. Your team just lost. Your team is out of here.
That's what I want.
Dwight Howard. You know what? J.R. Smith, Kyrie, Bones. These guys, they don't want Dwight. Get out of here.
Man, look at these teams. So
Michael Jordan, Shaq. Your team's not that great all the way till the very end. These are incredible pro-am teams.
Yeah, it would have been wild if I had Wilt Chamberlain.
You had Wilt Chamberlain. You might have should have done that.
Give me Wilt Chamberlain.
He's taking Wilt Chamberlain. He's taking Wilt.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what this means.
Yeah, don't give him a last name. Just Wilt.
What is this team?
They're like, hey, these guys had like a fantasy. Like, this is a full on fantasy draft.
I wish we could have seen Harrison's team.
Oh, Harrison's that team would have had like Kevin Huerter, Larry Bird, Tiago Splitter,
Joe Harris,
Tiago Splitter, and then Wancho. That team is losing by 1,000. Oh, we don't want that.
We don't want LeBron. Yeah, get out of here.
Are we having fun or not?
Are we trying to have fun? Like, Kyrie rolling his eyes with LeBron.
There's going to be too many cameras at the game and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, we want to keep this low key.
We want to keep it low key, man.
That's why I brought Michael Jordan.
They didn't have cameras like that.
I was just standing in the corner like, I should have seen Dennis Rodman.
This was fun. Hey, Harrison came up with this idea. Like, this was a good one.
Shouts to Harrison, man. MVP of the show, he wasn't even on it. Well, this was great, guys. This was a fun little Thursday. I got to preface.
Two super chats.
Oh, let's get to the super chats real quick. You have to read them to us, Gail.
One is just a super chat.
One says super chat. Hell yeah.
And the next one says, just wanted to say thanks for all the summer content, guys. DNVR equal QSG.
Quality sports coverage. Thank you,
I did not know what that means, so thank you so much for that. Guys, before we get out of here, tomorrow on this very show, we have an extremely important announcement. I can't tell you anything about it or what it means. I can't, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to set your watches.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. It might be the most exciting thing to ever happen on the show. Most exciting announcement. At least for the start of the show, you're going to want to be on. And that's all I'll say. Until tomorrow, guys. We'll see you then.